the show, and we are getting ready to be in conversation this afternoon. We're talking about disciplinary techniques. Are you a mother? Are you a father? Have you had to discipline your child? How does that make you feel? Sometimes there's that mom guilt we often talk about, right? Do you ever feel guilty after having to discipline your child? Or do you retract the disciplinary measures that you have put in place? Sometimes. We're going to be in conversation with Pelly Swazibi, who is a 41-year-old mom, married for 16 years this year. She has a 17-year-old daughter who's currently in matric and a 13-year-old son in grade 8. And I can tell you now, she's got her hands full. Pelly Swa, good afternoon. Welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Hi, good afternoon, Nola. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing on this Monday?
I'm good, thank you. It's a rainy Monday in Cape Town, but yeah, so I'm good.
As long as you are good, as long as you are nice and warm, hopefully your children are also nice and warm wherever they are. Nobody's losing a school jersey, school blazer. The list is endless when it comes to raising these little ones. But today we're talking about a very interesting conversation in disciplining children. And you seem to have a beautiful gap. And I say beautiful because one is almost reaching into adulthood and the other one is just starting out to be a teenager, to find his voice, to find his fit in the world. And here you are, wanting to be a friend, wanting to be a parent, but also wanting to be a disciplinarian in your home. How do you do it? What is the best way to discipline your children? Is there just one formula in doing it, or does it differ from child to child? Talk to me.
Very important. It differs from child to child.
Okay.
For me, in my household, what I found, because in the beginning, you try like a method on both children. And then I think it's just important for you to learn, you know, the types of personalities that your children have and which techniques they respond to. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I quickly learned my son does not respond to stuff being taken away.
Okay.
You know, he does not respond to having his PlayStation taken away, having his cell phone taken away. For him, that like, it does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he responds on being rewarded, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He responds on positive discipline. He responds on me saying, you know, I'm collecting stars. Obviously, because, you know, it's like tedious to have a chart and having to put on the star and whatever not.
Mm-hmm.
So according, as far as he knows, I'm collecting the stars, but he's not allowed to see it. He's only going to see it at the end of the year.
Okay.
You know, so I'd be like, you know, I'm going to put on a star for this. So he responds to positive discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas my daughter responds to stuff being taken away from her.
Mm.
You know, if I tell her I'm going to take your cell phone away, I'm going to take this away, that works for her.
Mm-hmm.
So in me saying, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, that does nothing for her.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the beginning, you know, I brushed them both with the same brush and taking stuff away. My son would actually pack his stuff and put them in my room and would not be bothered. So I think for me, it works for me. And it changes. You know, with the different stages in their lives,
mm-hmm.
I don't stick to one rule. And also, I make sure that...
You're also not
okay,
saying,
I have
oh, there
learned,
you are back. We just went silent for a bit. Sorry.
Sorry?
I'm saying the lines got cut for a bit, but we got you back now. So let's start from your son even packs his stuff, you know, and puts them in your room.
Yeah, and he's not bothered.
Mm-hmm.
He does not. You can see on his face he's not bothered. And he will just continue entertaining himself in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
So taking stuff away does not help.
Mm.
And was also saying that it also changes. I don't use the same discipline method, like within all the time.
Okay.
You know, because with different stages in their lives, you see that this starts working, you know, and that doesn't work anymore. Like, also, what's very important for me, as guilty as I feel, I don't retract, right? I used to. in the beginning until, you know, as a foster mom, when my kids were little, I'd be like, like meaning I will hit you. And my daughter one day was like, but mama, you never do. You know? And she was probably about 7 or something. She's like, oh, but you never do. And I was like, yes. And I never do. And I had to admit to myself that I wasn't that parent. I wasn't that parent that was going to hit my children, you know, because it's going to make me feel awful. And I didn't want to be teaching them that this is a form, this is how you discipline a person. I think I fell into the trap, you know, of growing up, of having been told, not myself, that, you know, and it just sort of, it's what I did without thinking. And then when she said that, I was like, clearly, first of all, she picks up that I'm all talk. Well, she picked it up, and clearly, for me, it's not going to make me feel good. So I started making them sleep. Right? So I'd be like, okay, I can see you're tired. You need to go sleep. And they'd be like, no, I'm not tired. I'm like, no, it's nap time. You will sleep. So even during, like, you know, when it's daylight and you don't really sleep, I would put on that,
the blindfold.
I put that on just to make it dark for them.
Wow.
So that they need to go to sleep, you know.
And there's nothing as like a trauma, not even traumatizing, but that gets your child in place when you say, you're going to go to bed now.
Yeah. And also, I remember the one time where we were out and my son misbehaved. And I said to him, and I was out with my sister-in-law. And I said to him, when we get home, you are going to bed. Right? And the cousins were with. And we got home, and my sister-in-law was like, Aibo, son, like, you know, it's been like 2 hours, and he behaved well after the threat. So I said, no, I need to follow through. Because of, you know, it came back to me of what my daughter had said to me, you know, that, you never do it. So as much as he changed his behavior, but because I had already implemented that you are going to be punished in this way, I have to follow through. It is not easy.
I can imagine. But I'm wondering if, you know, the two discipline styles or methods that you have in place in your home, Peli, could it not be that it's working so well because of the age gap between the two? And I'm saying this because if for example, you and your brother or me and my brother are 2 years apart and we are told to wash the dishes, and if you don't wash the dishes, this is our bed. You know, so that would be like the norm in every home. And no parent would ever take the time to actually read the child's character to say, actually, Lord does not respond to a hiding. In fact, when they did read into it, it was called being cheeky.
Yes.
You're not crying anymore. So it means you're being cheeky. That's why I laughed when you said your child would even pack his PlayStation, his toys for you and bring them in. I can see my mom flipping, in fact, throwing those toys at me, you know? Yes. It's like, did I ask you to pack them and bring them? You know what I mean? So I'm just wondering that could it be that it's working because of the age gap, or really should we be paying attention to the different, you know, personalities and the characters that our children have, in so that we are able to say, if I'm using this a discipline method on the one, it won't work for the other. This is now me being a parent and being attentive to what my child responds to and does not respond to.
I think it has absolutely nothing to do with age.
Okay.
Like, honestly, especially now when my kids are growing up, they're best friends and they don't even realize it, but I can see. So I think it's very important as a parent to learn the children's characters and know what type of child that you have. You cannot, it's like us being at the office, right? And your manager just, you know, brushing everybody with the same brush, you know? Or I know from, like, from personal experience, I hate it when they say, you people need to stop coming in late. Address the person. You know, don't address all of us because we're not all latecomers.
And we used to hate that when we think about it, hey, when we were young. That, but yes. Why are we all in trouble? I didn't do it.
You know what I mean? So address the culprit. You know, not all kids have, not both of them or all of them have to suffer because of one child. So it's even when like, if I walk into my house, like now my daughter's 17, my son is 13, and one of them had washed dishes. I know when my sink is not that clean after dishes being washed, I know it's my daughter that washed the dishes, you know. And I know if my sink is sparkling after dishes being done, I know it's my son that washed the dishes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it, I think it's just important as a parent to get to know your children. I mean, we cannot, I understand that we will fall into the trap of how we were raised, but at the same time, we know better. You know, as this generation, we know better to what, you know, like compared to our parents. We have social media. We share techniques with each other. So you use what works for you. And the only way you're going to know it works for you is the type of child that you have.
Definitely. Now, talking about using what works for you and your child, when we grew up, we were all just given hidings, not other punishments, right? What made you decide that you're not going to give your children hiding? Or what do you think informed, or not even informed, but made you not even act on when you were saying that it's better and you never did? Is it because you never got a hiding?
No, I did.
So what made you decide then, I'm not going to use this disciplinary method on my children of giving them hidings?
It's the feeling that I had after getting a hiding, right? I would hate my mom with everything that I had, right? I would think of running away from home. I would think of, this woman doesn't love me. I would think, these are like thoughts that, that came through my head, at, you know, my young self. Obviously, I didn't know any better. I would think of, you know, maybe I'd be better off dead and this woman would be happy. I did not want my children to have those thoughts. I did not want my children to go through all of that. To a point where I knew that even if I spank my child on the bum, it does not make me feel good, right? So even now, when I discipline them, I explain to them why I discipline them. And I explain to them that it has nothing to do with my love for them. And I explain to them that it's because I want them to become better human beings from, you know, from what I can do. You know, I mean, there is, it's not solid where they are, but at least, you know, I'm trying. So they always understand that it's got nothing to do with whether I love them or not. You know, from, I mean, I talk with my kids. They, I mean, I'm 41, my daughter's 17, my son is 13, he's going to be 14 this year. So we also have, like, you know, that friend relationship, because I let them, I don't want to create little personalities. You know, I want them to ask, and I want them to understand. So, you know, and the respect is there. I know that sometimes when they say, when you try to be friends with your children, respect is lost. It gets lost here and there, where you have to remind them that I'm still your mom. But I would rather have to remind them that I'm still your mom than having them being scared and not communicating.
Tell me, have you ever thought of, or have you ever tried this method of, so asking your children, so how do you want me to punish you? I loathe that with all my heart. And and I remember being asked from time to time, so now that you didn't wash the dishes or you didn't tidy up like I told you, dictini. You know? like, do nothing, obviously. But
exactly, they did nothing. I've never asked my kids that question, because I've asked that question, I've asked my niece before I became a mom.
Okay.
And I asked her, look, teeny. And she looked at me dead in the eyes and she said, Dibete magaz. Right?
Yeah, no. Right? No, like, now you bring out the shambok and everything.
Five. I think she was like 5 at the time. So it's like, so for me, I always sometimes tend to think things deeper. I'm an overthinker, I must admit. And I'd be like, okay, so now you're saying the best. So it's like you are ready to take this punishment. And, you know, is it... Is
and she's disempowered an you.
You know, so I don't ask my kids that. I've never asked them that.
You're doing a week. At a debate.
Exactly. Because also, at the end of the day, you can't. Like, no, so this child is ready. Like, really? I was a teen myself, but still, the better my dad is like,
Exactly. Yeah, and so. Even that, our parents would interpret as being cheeky. But we know being that cheeky. You want to hit me, so hit me anyway. Am I supposed to beg?
Disciplining. Yeah, because, I mean, for me, also, it's like, it was, you know, when I became a mom, it was a thing of just carrying it over from your parents. It's like you hit a child.
Mm-hmm.
But truth be told, it does not work with every child. You know, and example, my husband was that type of disciplinarian, right? Okay. So my husband would spank the children, and we would argue about it. But obviously, I wouldn't want to take his power away in front of the children. So, you know, when the whole thing was over, then we would speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that put my daughter in a shelter. Also, mm-hmm. she started sheltering everything, you know. Say, for instance, if a cup was broken, she would try to get out of it by lying
mm-hmm.
because she didn't want to get a hiding. Now, my thing is, nobody died. It's just the cup that was broken. So she needed to understand that you can tell us the truth and we are not going to hit you.
Mm-hmm. You know, but then there's also that fine line.
Stop lying.
Sorry, Pelle. Sorry? But there's also that fine line, sticking to the cup, right? Then there's also that fine line, though, of you also need to be careful when handling things. So how do we teach our children that if you put this cup on the edge of the counter, it might fall and break? Or if you're not looking at what you're doing, you might hurt yourself or something might break. But at the same time, mm-hmm. teaching them to be, you know, you're teaching them to be responsible, to not only pay attention to what they're doing because they're scared of being given a hiding.
Exactly. So for me, I never wanted my children to be in a position where they are scared because they're going to get a hiding, right? And it was always a thing for me, even now, like if they break a cup, no child is going to break a cup on purpose. Yes, they could be like a little bit negligent, but I assure them that I know that it wasn't done on purpose, right? It's either you weren't looking, so I just need you to take care of it better because mommy had to buy it, right? And if mommy's going to keep buying cups, mommy can't take you to McDonald's.
I think.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because now I need to use the money to keep buying dishes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you make them understand the bigger picture instead of just shouting at them because they broke a cup. Because now they don't understand the impact of breaking a cup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, to them, it's just a cup. But if you make it, like, give them the bigger picture that I'm going to have to replace this cup. And in replacing, I'm taking away from something else, something that benefits them.
Mm.
I find that they understand better.
No, they would.
Even now, as teenagers, now I take away from their allowance. Because that works for me now.
Mm-hmm. So you know, move with the times.
Yes, I move with the times and the different stages that they are in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping is definitely not going to work at this age, you know.
I'd sleep the whole day now.
You know what I mean? Come December, it's not going to work at this stage because they can keep their money, they can spoil themselves. But now, if I take away from the allowance, that makes a big difference in their lives. It means that my daughter can't just go out. It means that saving their money is affected, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it means now they have to live on a lesser budget. And that doesn't work for them.
Parents, I hope are paying attention to the conversation that we are having or we've just had this afternoon. A takeaway from me in all of this, you mentioned two very powerful words, Pelle. So you said positive discipline. We don't just discipline for the sake of disciplining and putting order in the home, but there needs to be positive discipline. One needs to understand exactly why they are being disciplined and what it means when you break that cup, when you don't do your part in washing the dishes. And the list is endless. Pelisa, thank you so much for such a great conversation. It's been an absolute pleasure. We've had the best of time. You know, you've had me thinking about my childhood and, you know, I didn't even want to go there. But hey, you know that word, trigger. It is a trigger point. Thank you for your time. Have a great afternoon and an awesome week ahead.
Thank you very much. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.